Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, where we go into the feeling of having attained everything and then manifest from that space of inner transformation. And we're diving into this fascinating book here, The Game of Life, and how to play it. And we're going to be going into part two of the first chapter, the game of life. But before we do, let's start with manifestation practice, just to hold the vision for a moment. So think of one thing you'd love to manifest in your life. Imagine walking through a magical portal, a gateway. And as you walk through this doorway, you enter into a state where you have truly attained everything you want right now. Just walk through and notice the shift in your consciousness. How does it feel to be completely satisfied and content? And full, that you've got everything you want. Take a moment to assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Notice where it feels most wonderful. And notice what is different and better in your life and in your inner feelings. And just bringing that energy into your whole being, into your body, into your heart and mind. And letting everything go. You can come back to this whenever you like. Today we're diving into part two. Keep that good feeling with you as you listen to this. Because one of the key things is understanding the power of words. So you can go back and listen to the other session, the beginning of this book, beginning of the chapter. One of the key things was making sure that the things that you choose to manifest are really for you. What do you want, and is it your true purpose? Because when we live our real dharma, then we are truly satisfied. When we just run around after random things that we've seen on TV or on the internet, then how are we going to be happy? So this always comes back to the essence. Who are you really, and what do you want really? Now, in this session, we're going to be diving into the power of your words. By your words, ye are justified, and by your words, ye are condemned. This is a quote from the Bible. This book's got a lot of Bible quotes in it. So whether you're Christian or not Christian, you can still take the benefit from this. Many people have brought disaster into their lives through idle words. For example, a woman once asked me why her life was now one of poverty and limitation. She previously had a home surrounded by beautiful things and plenty of money. We found that she often tired of the management of her home and had repeatedly said, "I'm sick and tired of things. I wish I lived in a trunk." And she added, "Today, I am living in that trunk. She had spoken herself into a trunk. The subconscious mind has no sense of humor, and people often joke themselves into unhappy experiences. Isn't that fascinating? Are we saying things aloud that are actually going to become real? Because remember, the subconscious is neutral. It just receives it. It doesn't have a sense of humor. It doesn't understand not. It only understands what is. So if you say fear less, it picks up the fear, not the less. Right? So this is really important. Just become aware. What are you saying? What are you thinking? For example, a woman who had a great deal of money joked continuously about getting ready for the poorhouse. In a few years, she was almost destitute, having impressed the subconscious mind with a picture of lack and limitation. Fortunately, the law works both ways, and the situation of lack may be changed into one of plenty. For example, a woman came to me on one hot summer's day for a treatment for prosperity. She was worn out, dejected, and discouraged. She said she possessed just $8 in the world. I said, good, we'll bless the $8 and multiply them as Jesus Christ multiplied the loaves and the fishes. For he taught that every man had the power to bless and to multiply, to heal and to prosper. She said, what should I do next? I replied, follow intuition. Have you a hunch to do anything, to go anywhere? Intuition means intuition or thought from within. It's man's unerring guide. And we'll get into that in the following chapter. The woman replied, I don't know. I seem to have a hunch to go home. I've just enough money for the fare. Her home was a distant city, was one of lack and limitation, and the reasoning mind or intellect would have said, well, stay in New York and get work and make some money. I replied, then go home. Never violate a hunch. I spoke the following words to her. Infinite Spirit, open the way for great abundance. She is an irresistible magnet for all that belongs to her by divine right. I told her to repeat it continuously also. She left for home immediately. In calling on a woman one day, she linked up with an old friend of her family, and through this friend, she received thousands and thousands of dollars in a most miraculous way. She has said to me often, tell people about the woman who came to you with $8 and a hunch. There is always plenty on your pathway, but it can only be brought into manifestation through desire, faith, or the spoken word. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So take a moment now. What is it that you wish to bring forth into your life? Are you speaking words, invocations, if you like, of that which you desire? The more you talk about what you want as if you already have it, so I am now abundant, I've now attained everything, I now feel wonderful, I feel so good. If you say this sort of thing to yourself, right, whether you say it to other people or to yourself, you can speak it out loud. in your house, if no one's around, or even if our people are around, it's all right. But these are opportunities to proclaim that which we are wishing. But what do most people do? Most people talk about what they don't want. They talk about what they haven't got. And they talk about what they don't like. Right? So if I spend my time going, I don't like this, I don't like that, this person did this, I don't want this to happen, I wish that hadn't happened, etc., etc., right? If that's the type of conversation going on, what do you expect? Many people I've noticed, because I've been doing coaching and helping people manifest things for 25 years in one way or another, and I've noticed that the unsuccessful people, they congregate together and bicker and moan and complain and bitch about things, you know, and that's what they do. They hang out together and they talk about why it's not fair and why this isn't working, why that isn't working. And everyone agrees with them and says, oh, isn't that a shame? Oh, poor you. And then, of course, it just goes on and on because they're manifesting their misery through talking about it and venting about it and going on and on. Whereas the successful people are aware of the power of their words and speak aloud that which they want. Everything is wonderful. Everything is working out magically. All is well. Everything is perfect. I have now manifested that which I desire, and I feel great. Everything has been taken care of, and it's just fantastic. Right? You can start to talk to yourself in whatever way you like, with whatever words touch your heart, but make sure that they are inspiring, powerful words that resonate with your soul. I'll carry on reading from the book. Infinite intelligence is ever ready to carry out your smallest or greatest demands. Every desire, uttered or unexpressed, is a demand. We are often startled by having a wish suddenly fulfilled. For example, one Easter, having seen many beautiful rose trees in the florist's windows, I wished I would receive one, and for an instant saw it mentally being carried to the door. Easter came, and with it, a beautiful rose tree. I thanked my friend the following day and told her it was just what I had wanted. She replied, I didn't send you a rose tree, I sent you lilies. The man had mixed the order and sent me a rose tree simply because I had started the law in action and I had to have a rose tree. Isn't that fascinating? So be careful what you think, be careful what you wish, because you'll get it. And in this case, it's a wonderful thing, but is there anything else? Now, we don't want to be in fear about thinking bad things, because that's not the right energy. We just need to be aware of what we're doing. Nothing stands between you and your highest ideals, and every desire in your heart, but doubt and fear. When you can wish without worrying, every desire will be instantly fulfilled. And we'll talk about this more in the next chapter, the next session, why this is works and why fear must be erased from consciousness. Fear is the only enemy. Fear of lack, fear of failure, fear of sickness, fear of loss, and a feeling of insecurity on some plane. So we must substitute faith for fear, certainty for fear, because fear is only inverted faith, and it's faith in evil instead of good. The object of the game of life is to see clearly one's good and obliterate all mental pictures of evil or negativity. I'll share this again. The object of the game of life is to see clearly your good, see what you want clearly, and obliterate all mental pictures of negativity. So in other words, to focus completely on that which you wish to create for the highest good, and remove out of your mind completely any fear and negative images or feelings. This must be done by impressing the subconscious mind with a realization of good. You know, I had a fascinating experience this morning. I went up into the mountain, so there's this amazing place that I go to. And I was practicing feeling I'd attained everything, and I felt really, really, really wonderful. And I was driving back, and then I noticed this fear came up. And I thought, what am I afraid of exactly? And it wasn't really anything in particular. It's just that this fear of loss, because when we feel really, really good and our life is going really, really well, there can be this fear that something's going to go wrong. And it's irrational. So I'll carry on reading this. A very brilliant man who had attained great success told me that he had suddenly erased all fear from his consciousness by reading a sign which hung in a room. He saw printed in large letters this statement: "Why worry? It will probably never happen." Why worry? It'll probably never happen. These words were simply stamped on his subconscious mind, and now he has a firm conviction that only good can come into his life, and therefore only good can manifest. In the next chapter, we're going to dive into impressing the subconscious mind and the different methods. The subconscious mind is our faithful servant, but it must be given the right orders. You have a silent listener at your side, your subconscious mind, and every thought, word, and action is carried out in amazing detail. The subconscious is like a singer making a recording on a sensitive disc. Every note and tone of the voice is registered. If he coughs or hesitates, it's registered. So let us break all the bad records, all the negative recordings in the subconscious. Get rid of all the records that we don't want to keep and make new, beautiful ones. Isn't that wonderful? Clear out all the old stuff, the old tapes, the old repeated negativity. Speak these words aloud with power and conviction. You might want to repeat after me. I now smash and demolish by my spoken word every untrue record in my subconscious mind. They shall return to the dust heap of their native nothingness, for they came from my own vain imaginings. I now make my perfect records, the records of health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. Say that again. I now create my own perfect records, the records of health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. This is the game completed. This is the game of life. This is the real work, creating these records, creating these thoughts, creating these feelings again and again and again, and refusing any negative feelings and thoughts. In the following chapters, you're going to learn how you can change your conditions by changing your words. Anyone who doesn't understand the power of word is behind the times, right? This was written in the 1930s and 40s, right? How many people still don't know this, right? This is high level practices. And to close this chapter, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So be aware of what you're saying. This is a wonderful practice just for the next few days. What are you speaking to yourself and to others? And just be aware, if you say anything negative, we complain about something, just catch it. Catch it and then commit to changing it. Speak out loud. I now have attained this. This has worked out great. The thing that I want is wonderful. Speak about what you want as if you already have it. And anything else, don't get into it. And if people want to complain to you, tell them, you know what, I'm on this program, I'm not going to do this, I appreciate you, I love you, but I can't listen to negativity. No disrespect, but we need to focus on solutions. If someone comes to you with a problem, say, you know what, that sounds terrible. What can we do to move into the solutions, the focus on what we can do about it? So you're not negating anyone's problems. You're not saying that there's anything wrong with them for having them. You're not giving them a guilt trip. You're just saying, look, we need to be aware of what we speak, how it affects us, and then focus on what we want so we can actually deal with this thing. And then everyone's going to go away empowered to take action and move it in a positive direction. So notice what you're thinking, notice what you're feeling, and consciously speak, feel and think that which you are wishing to bring into your life. Thank you for your wonderful presence. Talk to you in the next session where we're going to learn more about this. And the next session is called The Law of Prosperity. The Law of Prosperity. And if you enjoy these podcasts, go ahead and leave a review. I'll be very grateful on Apple or wherever you listen to it, Apple Podcasts. Talk to you soon.